愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
请我们来看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew 9.
第九章的三十五节。
Matthew 9, verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
这个地方说，两千年前，耶稣传福音。
Record here that 2,000 years ago, Jesus went out to preach.
他走遍各城各乡。
He went to every village and city.
在会堂教训人。
And he taught in their synagogues.
那宣传天国的福音。
And preached the gospel of the kingdom.
然后又医治各样的病症。
And he healed every sickness and disease.
在这里提到耶稣来宣传天国的福音。
Here it talks about Jesus coming here to proclaim the kingdom of God.
这是给我们一个非常新的观念。
This gives us a very new perspective.
就是主耶稣传的福音叫做天国的福音。
Which is the gospel that Lord Jesus preached is the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣来世界上第一句话说天国近了。
The first thing that Lord Jesus said when he came to this world is that the kingdom of God is near.
这个天国就是以神为王的国度。
And this kingdom is a kingdom where God is the king and center.
那这个天国要借着主耶稣把它降临在这个地面上。
And this heavenly kingdom will come onto earth through the Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣两千年前在传天国的福音。
Lord Jesus preached about the heavenly kingdom 2,000 years ago.
这两千年来，如果我们看世界的历史。
And if we look through history within these 2,000 years.
不晓有多少的强国曾经强盛过。
Oh, not sure how many countries and kingdoms were at their strongest.
但是过了几百年又衰微。
But then after a couple, perhaps centuries later, these kingdoms fall.
那在这么多的国度里面。
So in so many kingdoms.
包括我们现在住的美国。
Including the United States that we live in today.
虽然一切都是非常的好。
Although it may seem that many things are good.
但是美国有很多的问题。
But America also has its problems.
所以活在里面，我们的生活也有很多问题。
So living in it, our lives may also encounter some problems.
因为这是地上的国度。
For this is the kingdom of the earthly kingdom.
这是人的国度。
It is a human kingdom.
如果我们看这个美国在选举总统。
When we look at the elections in America,
我们就知道为什么这个国度会这么多问题。
When we look at the presidential elections, we see some of the challenges and problems that we face in America.
因为每一个人都是人。
Because everyone is a human being.
智慧有限，能力有限。
Our wisdom, our knowledge, and our abilities are limited.
所以以人为本的国度本来就有问题。
So a nation that is centered on man will have its own problems.
那我们人的两大问题第一个就是无知。
So the two biggest problems, one is a lack of knowledge.
第二个就是人的罪性。
And the second is a human's sinful nature.
这两个是人本身没有办法解决的。
And these two are things that man cannot solve.
无知就是对物质界以外的灵界完全不知道。
And the lack of knowledge refers to beyond the physical world, we have a lack of knowledge of the spiritual realm.
无知就是对自己完全不知道。
And lack of knowledge is that this lack of knowledge of ourselves.
既然不知道，就不知道，就没有一个正确的方向。
And if we don't know, then we do not have a correct direction.
那第二个就是罪性。
The second is the human sinful nature.
圣经告诉我们，虽然人有良心。
The Bible teaches us that although humans have a conscience,
但是带有肉体就有罪性。
But because we live in the flesh, we will carry with it the sinful nature.
从小孩子一直到死为止都有。
From when we were babies until we die, we will still carry this sinful nature.
那这个罪性是一个权势在控制人。
And this sinful nature is a power that's controlling the person.
借着人的个性，借着人的生活习惯，借着人的错误观念在控制人。
Through a person's living habits, mistakes, this sinful nature controls them.
哦，所以虽然活在这个物质的国度，物质越来越丰富，但是问题并没有减少。
So even though we live in this world, in this nation, and we have material abundance, yet the problems do not go away.
在现在的社会里面，要找一个没有问题、很圆满的家庭，非常难找。
In today's society, it's almost impossible to find a family that is without any issues or problems.
哦，虽然大家说。家庭非常重要。
Although we know that families are important,
人有这个理想，但是达不到理想。
And many of us have this ideal, but it's difficult to achieve.
但是当主耶稣提到这个天国的福音，
When Jesus proclaims this kingdom, a gospel of the kingdom,
就是以神为中心的国度，
which is a kingdom that is centered around God,
这个才是人类真正的希望。
This is a true hope for mankind.
那以神为中心的国度，
in a kingdom that is centered around God,
它到底在哪里？
Where is this?
第一个就在天上，天国。
First, it is in heaven.
第二个，这个国度要降临在每一个人的心里面。
And second, this kingdom will descend upon each of us in our hearts.
第三个，这个国度要降临在我们的家庭里面。
And thirdly, this kingdom will descend upon our families.
这个叫做福音啊。
This is what is called the gospel.
有福气的好消息。
It is a blessing that comes through the good news.
所以当我们一谈到信仰，最重要不是发大财。
So when we talk about faith, it's not important whether or not we become rich.
或者外表保平安，这不是最重要。
Or whether or not we have peace physically.
最重要是我们有神进到我们内心。
The most important thing about faith is to have God enter into our hearts.
他来做我们人生的主宰。
He can become the sovereign king in our lives.
他来掌管我们的一生。
He can help control our lives.
他来做我们一家的主人。
And he can become the lord of our families.
那为什么这样的人生是好的呢？
So why is it that this kind of life would be good?
第一个，神是全知的。
First, God is all-knowing, omniscient.
神知道怎么做对我们最好。
God knows what needs to be done for our best interests.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以他知道。
And so he knows.
我们是人。
We are human beings.
所以我们不知道。
Therefore, we do not know.
就差在这里。
And this is the great contrast.
如果我们圣经从头读到尾，
If we read the Bible from beginning to end,
没有一句话是不好的。
There is not one word in there that is bad.
我们今天问题很多是因为没有去做。
Today, we have many problems because we do not go and do things.
或者说圣经叫我们不要做的，我们一直去做。
Or perhaps the Bible entrusts us not to do certain things, yet we go out and do them.
说我们个人，我们的家庭，我们婚姻出了一大堆问题。
And so within ourselves, in our families, in our marriage, problems arise.
神的本性是完全的。
God's nature is perfect.
是正面的。
It is positive.
是光明的。
It is glorious.
是完全的。
And it is complete.
所以这个神住在我们里面，
so when God dwells in us,
这个是人生改变的开始。
This is the beginning of a transformation of our lives.
第二个，
secondly,
神的能力很大。
God's power is limitless.
当神住在我们里面，
when God dwells in us,
他就有能力能够改变我们的罪性。
He has the power to change our sinful nature.
连根把它拔起来。
To uproot that sinful nature.
这个叫做更新。
This is what it means to renew.
除了神以外，人没有办法改变自己。
Besides God, human beings cannot change themselves.
所以圣经里面说，豹能够改变它的斑点吗？
So the Bible says, can a leopard change the spots on his skin?
小小的豹就是一点一点。
And they have dots, little spots on them.
一直长到死还是一点一点。
Ever since they're young until they're old, they still have the spots.
古时人能够改变皮肤吗？古时 Ethiopian.
Can an Ethiopian change the color of his skin?
没有办法改变的。
They cannot.
所以我们人也没有办法改变自己。
So human beings also are unable to transform or to change
themselves. 所以这是人类的困境。
So this is the predicament that human beings are
我们知道我们有不好，但是我们没有办法改变。
We know that we have the sinful nature and these bad things, but yet we're unable to change them.
但是当神的国、天国进到我们里面，
But when the kingdom of God enters into us,
我们知道我们不好。
We know, although we are not good,
因为神的话好像一面镜子。
But God's word is like a mirror.
它不是照外面的。
It does not shine, reflect on our
它不是照外表的。
It does not reflect on our appearance.
它是照我们内心的最深处。
But it reflects into the innermost being of our body.
让我们看清楚自己。
So that we can see ourselves very clearly.
再来，神的能力要进到我们里面。
And then God's power will enter into us.
要改变我们。
To transform us.
所以圣经说，福音是神的大能。
So the Bible says that the gospel is the great power of God.
我们现在看罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
福音是什么?
What is the gospel?
有福气的好消息。
It is the blessing from the good news.
福音的中心是什么?
What is the center, at the center of the gospel?
耶稣基督的救恩。
It is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
天国的降临。
The coming of the heavenly kingdom.
他要救一切相信的人。
It will save all those who believe.
如果我们听了懂了，明白了，相信了。
If we listen, understand, and believe,
我们就会得救。
Then we will be saved.
从我们的罪性得救。
Be saved from our sinful nature.
从我们的问题得救。
Be saved and delivered from our problems.
要进到更好的境界。
To enter into a better realm.
所以主耶稣到处去宣传天国的福音。
So Jesus went all over to proclaim the heavenly kingdom.
他走过的地方改变了好多人。
Everywhere he crossed through, he changed the lives of people.
从外表的不幸进到内心的不幸，主耶稣都可以改变。
From those who did not believe outwardly and to those who did not believe inwardly, Jesus was able to transform them all.
主耶稣走过的地方
Wherever Jesus passed through,
瞎子可以看见,
the blind could then see,
瘸腿可以走路,
the lame could then walk,
麻风病可以医治,
the leper could then be healed,
死人可以复活,
the dead could rise again.
这可是外在的恩典,
this is outward grace.
主耶稣走过的地方,
the places that Jesus passed through,
让罪人可以悔改,
allowed sinners to repent,
从此得到平安,
to receive restore peace once again.
让一个税吏他错误的人生观可以改变,
so that a tax collector can change his incorrect concepts of his life.
以前就是为着钱活,
in the past, the tax collector lived for money.
用很多不好的方法骗了很多钱。
Use many incorrect ways to earn money.
那现在主耶稣改变了他。
But now that Jesus has changed him,
他说，我如果骗钱，我还他四倍。
He then proclaimed that whoever I have cheated, I will restore them fourfold.
然后我要把一半捐给穷人。
And I will contribute half of what I have to the poor and needy.
这是不容易做的。
This is something that's not easily done.
但是这个人竟然可以改变。
Yet this person was able to change.
为什么?
Why?
因为救恩临到他家。
Because salvation has come upon his house.
这个人改变。
And this person was transformed.
所以主耶稣带给我们的就是改变。
So what Lord Jesus brings us is transformation.
如果我们觉得我的人生需要改变。
If we think that our lives needs to be changed.
我有太多的问题。
I have too many problems I face.
我有太多的负面。
Too many negative aspects of myself.
那这个负面变成一种压力。
And these negativities become a great pressure on us.
差不多快要变成忧郁症了。
And almost to the point of depression.
这是来寻找主耶稣好的机会。
And this is then a great opportunity to see Christ.
福音要救一切相信的。
The gospel will save all those who believe.
要历史上这么多的见证。
All these testimonies throughout history.
相信的他就得救。
Those who believe were saved.
相信就得到神的恩典。
Those who believed received the grace of God.
相信就对神有体验。
And those who believed experienced God.
所以诸位，我们也可以有这样的经验。
So we can each be able to experience this as well.
那主耶稣宣传天国的福音。
When Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God.
这个也是他对他的门徒的一个指示。
This was also his instructions for his disciples.
所以主耶稣在升天以前,
before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
他对门徒有一个吩咐,
he commanded his disciples.
马太福音十六章,
Matthew chapter 16,
马可十六章,
Mark chapter 16,
十五节,
Mark chapter 16, verse 15,
马可十六章十五节,
Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
这个地方，主耶稣对门徒说，要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Lord Jesus said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
谁是主耶稣的门徒？
Who are the disciples of Christ?
就是相信主耶稣受洗的人。
There are those who believe and are baptized.
啊，并且愿意照着主耶稣的吩咐去做，这个就是耶稣的门徒。
And are willing to follow the, obey the commands of Jesus and do it. These are the disciples of Christ.
这就是我们每一个人。
And this is each of us.
所以主耶稣说要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Lord Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
万民呢，就是世界上每一个人。
Every creature, every man on this earth.
那为什么这么重要呢？
Why is this so important?
信而受洗必然得救。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
He who does not believe will be condemned.
所以信跟不信就是得救跟定罪。
And so the difference between believing and not believing is to be saved or to be condemned.
这是人生最大的不同。
This is the greatest difference in our lives.
在神看起来，信跟不信的差别，就跟天跟地一样的不同。
In the eyes of God, believing and not believing, the difference is between heaven and earth.
因为这是得救跟定罪的问题。
For this is the question of being saved or being condemned.
所以今天我们每一个人要把传福音当作我们生活的一部分。
So today, each of us have to treat preaching the gospel as a part of our daily lives.
有时候我们看到一个人我们总有两种感觉。
When we see a person, oftentimes we have two kinds of feelings.
第一个，从肉眼来看。
First, from our physical eyes,
我们觉得很羡慕。
We may admire them.
我能够像他真好。
If I could be like this person, it'd be so wonderful.
但是再转换一个角度来看。
But from another angle,
从属灵上来看。
From a spiritual perspective,
有时候我们就发现这个人好可怜。
Sometimes we may rather pity the person.
他是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
Because spiritually, they may be blind, and naked, and poor.
他是活的死人。
They are a living, a dead person walking.
肉体是活着，他灵性是死的。
Even though they physically they are still moving about, but yet spiritually they are dead.
当我们有这样看见的时候
，So we have this kind of vision.
有时候我们常常想说，到底我能做什么
？Sometimes we may wonder, well, what exactly can I do?
我是一个很普通的人。
I'm just a normal person.
圣经说我们像微尘一样。
As the Bible describes us as as dust.
非常微小。
We're very minute.
多我们没有多什么，少我们没有少什么。
With or without us, nothing would change.
那这样一个微小的人，到底我能够带给别人有什么不同的改变
？So what can an insignificant person like myself bring? What changes can I bring about to another?
这绝对可能的。
This is entirely possible.
就是要把福音传给他。
And that is to preach the gospel to them.
所以我们当中有很多人还以前是不认识耶稣的。
So a lot of people who have not believed in Jesus Christ in the past.
今天为什么我们的生活会越来越好
？And today, why is it that our lives can become better and better?
充满着平安喜乐，还有盼望。
Full of peace and joy and the hope.
就是曾经有人把福音传给我。
It was because in the past someone had once preached the gospel to us.
所以我们相信，我们得救，我们得福。
And so we believed.And we are able to be receive blessings and be saved.
今天如果我们愿意把福音传给别人
，So today if we are willing to preach the gospel to others,
当他来接受道理
，When they come to receive the truth,
就是一个有生命的种子已经掉在他心里
，Then this this seed full of life will be implanted into their heart.
圣经里面说天国就是这样啊。
The Bible describes the kingdom of heaven like so.
过了一段时间回来，这个人改变这么大。
And after a while, they come back. You see the great changes and transformation in this person.
谁改变他？
Who changed this person?
福音的种子掉在他里面，改变他。
The seed of the gospel that fell and was implanted in their heart was able to transform.
所以，其实神借着我们做了一件美事。神借着我们做一件美事。
And God through us did such a wonderful thing.
因为我们这样传福音给他，我们使他的生命改变了。
Because through us, we're able to preach the gospel to them.And they were able to, their lives were able to be transformed.
那这个传福音也可以让我们的生命不同。
Preaching the gospel can also change our own lives.
赞美诗的281首这样说。
In the hymn book, the 281, it says,
说功尚未成，我就离去吗？副歌，功尚未成，我就离去吗？
It says, must I empty-handed go?
我岂能够空手见神呢
？How can I see God empty-handed？
有时候我们常常觉得我们很卑微。
Sometimes we may see ourselves as very lowly。
我们活的一辈子，到底我得到什么？
I live this, my life up to this point, what exactly have I accomplished?
这个就是圣经要我们反省的一点。
This is the one part that the Bible wants us to examine.
我们每一天都很忙。
We are busy every day.
到底我是为什么在忙？
But what exactly are we working for?
如果我今天断气了,
if today is my last breath,
到底我得到什么?
And what have I gained?
这是很实在的问题。
This is a very practical question.
不是老人才会断气的。
It is not the old that will breathe their last.
年轻的也会死啊。
The young will also die.
那这个传福音就让我们的生命可以活出最大的价值。
So preaching the gospel will allow us to live our life to the fullest.
想想看，如果神让我们活70年，
if you think about it, if God allows us to live to 70,
70年也是很宝贵的。
70 years is very precious.
那等我们死的时候，到底我们得到什么？
But when we die, what exactly have we gained?
连一毛钱也带不走。
Not even, we cannot even take with us one penny.
这是事实。
And this is the truth.
这是人生。
This is our lives.
但是当我们传福音给别人，
But when we preach the gospel to others,
我们让他能够因福音得救，
And they are able to be saved because of the gospel,
我们这70年的光阴呢，就变成非常有价值。
Then these 70 years of life will become very meaningful.
因为我们赚得一个人的灵魂。
Because we have gained a person's soul.
一个人的灵魂胜过全世界。
One person's soul is better than this world.
所以传福音能够让我们的生命不同。
So preaching the gospel can make a great transformation
in our own lives. 变成非常有意义。
And our lives become even more meaningful and valuable.
我说每一个人一定要尽量的求神给我们有这样的心来传福音。
So each of us, we need to pray and ask the Lord to give us this kind of heart.
圣经里面讲这个彼得。
The Bible describes a person named Peter.
他本来是渔夫啊。
He was originally a fisherman.
渔夫算什么？
What value is a fisherman?
那有一次主耶稣让他捕到两船的鱼。
But once, Lord Jesus allowed him to catch 2 boatloads of fish.
但是主耶稣呼召他。
But Lord Jesus called him.
你要来传福音。
Says that you need to go and preach the gospel.
他就把那两船的鱼就放下来。
And so he let go of that boatload of fish.
就离开了他父亲。
And he left his father.
就开始去传福音。
And followed Jesus and preached the gospel.
在五旬节的时候。
The day of Pentecost.
彼得一次证道，3000个人受洗。
Peter delivered one powerful sermon and 3,000 believed.
一个人的灵魂胜过全世界。
One person's soul is more valuable than this world.
如果一个人证道，3000个人灵魂得救。
If one person delivers a sermon and 3,000 can be saved.
那这个渔夫已经把神给他的生命活出最大的价值。
Then this fisherman has already lived his life that God has given him to the fullest.
世界上讲把人活出最大的价值是指的自我实现。
In this world, we talk about living our life to the fullest is to do things ourselves or to self-actualize.
但是圣经把人活出最大的价值是指着照着神的旨意来活。
But living life to the fullest from a biblical perspective is to live according to the will of God.
要救人的灵魂。
To save the souls of many.
让我们一生能够彰显神的荣耀。
So that in our lives we can manifest the glory of God.
那这样在天国有荣耀的赏赐。
And through this, then in heaven there will be waiting a glorious reward.
这个叫做最大的价值。
This is the greatest the value.
所以诸位，我们也可以很平凡空空的去。
So we can be very normal and leave empty-handed.
但是我们也可以成就非常有价值的人生。
Or we can also live a very valuable and meaningful life.
完全看我们愿意不愿做主的门徒。
It depends on whether or not we are willing to become a disciple of Christ.
来传扬天国的福音。
To preach and proclaim the kingdom of God.
好，我们现在再回来看。
Now let's turn back.
马太福音。
To Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew 9.
我们再看36节。
Matthew 9, verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
Okay. 在35节前面讲耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Verse 35, before it said that Jesus went about all the cities and villages.
不是主耶稣想去。
It was not that Lord Jesus wanted to go.
是他需要去。
But it was because he needed to go.
为什么?
Why?
因为那里有很多人需要福音。
Because there were many people there that needed the gospel.
我们知道主耶稣当时传福音是用走路的。
We know when Lord Jesus preached, during his time, he walked everywhere.
是骑马骑驴子的。
Or he rode on a donkey or a horse.
那是很辛苦的。
That was very tiresome.
有时候天气很热。
Sometimes it was very hot.
有时候吃东西都有问题。
And other times, food may be found lacking.
但是主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Yet Jesus was able to walk through all the villages and cities.
我们就知道主耶稣为着传福音，他确实有付代价。
So we know that Lord Jesus paid the price in order to preach the gospel.
然后把神托付他的使命完成。
And to accomplish all the work that God had entrusted him.
所以今天我们要把神给我们的托付完成。
So today we must also entrust, complete the work that God has entrusted us.
我们需要付代价。
We need to pay the sacrifice.
有时候我们常常发现，世界上我们有我们的理想。
Oftentimes we have our own ideals, our own dreams in this world.
为着让理想实现。
In order to realize these dreams.
你看我们人花了多少时间、精神。
How much time and effort and energy do we expend?
终于我们达到我们的理想。
In order to fulfill our dreams.
但是人的理想有两种啊。
But there are two kinds of dreams that people have.
一个是神对我的理想。
One is God's dream for us.
第二个是我对我自己的理想。
And the other is our own, our dreams for ourselves.
那如果我对我自己的理想跟神对我的理想一样，那这个人生就最有价值。
And if my dream for myself is the same as God's ideal for me, then, then we are living a very meaningful life.
所以什么叫做生涯规划？人生对未来的计划。
So what does it mean that to plan for our future?
也可以把神摆在一旁，我就要计划几岁，我要做什么，我要做什么，做什么。
We can place God aside and make plans for our own lives.
但这样随着我们断气，这些计划都是零。
But once we breathe our last breath, all these plans are in vain.
那最有价值的生涯规划。
And the most valuable type of planning for our future.
就是了解神要我做什么。
Is to understand what God wants for us.
神在每一个阶段都有对我们的计划。
At every stage in our life, God has His plan for us.
那每一个阶段我们都知道神要我做什么。
And if at every stage in our lives, we understand what God desires of us.
把它活出来。
And we can live out that life for God.
这样就对了。
Then that is right.
我们将来就可以得到神的赞赏。
And in the future, we can receive the commendation of God.
所以每一个人要完成神对我们的旨意。总是要付代价。
Each of us have to, in order to complete the work that God, of the will of God, we have to make a sacrifice.
我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音的第一章。
Matthew 1.
二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣还没有出生以前，他要做什么？讲得很清楚。
Before Jesus was even born, his purpose was clearly stated.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He will save his people from their sins.
那主耶稣成长了，这一句话就刻在他的心里。
And when as Jesus grew up, these words were engraved, imprinted in his heart.
神要我做什么？
What does God want me to do?
要我把人从罪里面救出来。
He wants me to save his people from their sins.
这个变成他人生的理想和目标。
This becomes the dream, the goal of his life.
所以主耶稣传道理到末期的时候。
So when Jesus preached until the end of his life.
他已经知道神预定他要回天国进了。
He already knew that his life was drawing to an end and God was going to bring him back to the kingdom.
他就面向耶路撒冷。
And so he faced Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是他钉十字架的地方。
Jerusalem was a place where he would be crucified.
是他喝苦杯的地方。
It was a place where he will take in the bitter cup.
他不是被抓着去的。
He was not forced there.
他是自己走进去的。
He rather walked there willingly.
他知道这个是要付的代价。
Because he knew that this was the price he had to pay.
为着要完成神给他的托付。
In order to complete the work that God entrusted him.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡，就是要完成神的托付。他所付的代价。
So Jesus walked through the villages and the cities in order to accomplish this work that God entrusted.
因此，他可以传福音给需要的人。
And so he was able to preach the gospel to those who needed.
那今天对我们来讲是什么？
Today, what does that mean for us?
有时候我们常常哦，在舒服的生活习惯了，当然这是神的恩典。
Sometimes, perhaps in the midst of our comfortable life,
觉得说哦，一生这样过得很舒服，就结束就好了。
We feel that well, life is to live comfortably like this, and it would be good.
如果没有活得很有价值、很有意义。
But if we do not live a meaningful life,
一定要设定一个有意义的目标。
Then we should set a goal to live a more meaningful life.
往这个目标前进。
And begin to push towards living that life.
就是主耶稣，他走遍各城各乡。
And just like Jesus, when he walked through all the cities and the villages.
因为他知道神要叫他去传遍福音，来让人得拯救。
For he knew that God entrusted him to preach the gospel, proclaim the good message so that people can be saved.
所以有时候我们听到一些信徒刻意的做一些事情，也让我们很感动。
Sometimes when we hear about some members who do certain things that may touch us.
有的信徒说，我天天为我的兄弟祷告。
Some members have said that they pray every day for their brothers.
兄弟是兄弟啊，都长大了，跟我有什么关系？
And your brothers, what does that do with you?
那为什么一个人会天天为兄弟祷告？
So why would one person pray daily for his brothers?
就是关心他的灵魂得救。
And because he prayed for them, because he cared for their spiritual life.
那有的人刻意回去跟父母同住。
And some people make the choice to go back to live with their parents.
就是要带领父母来信主。
In order to bring their parents to believe.
那到底有没有成功？这是另外一回事，因为这是每一个人的决定。
And whether or not they succeed, that's another issue. But the point is that they made that choice to do it.
但是人有愿做的心，就蒙神悦纳。
If a person has a willing heart to do it, God will be pleased.
所以今天我们如果关心神的工作，
So today, if we care about the work of God,
我们一定要有一个行动来证明我真的是关心。
We have to have actions to back up.That concern.
好像耶稣关心每一个城乡人的灵魂，他就走遍那城乡。
Just like Jesus cared for the souls of all those people in the village, so he walked through all the villages.
因此，灵恩布道会之前。
So before the spiritual convocation.
如果我们设定目标。
If we establish a goal.
我们要带领谁来？
Who we would want to bring.
我们就发现很多事情要做。
Then we will find that there's actually a lot of work to be done.
那当我们设定目标一直在努力的时候，
And when we set our goals and start working towards it,
我们的灵性就一直在成长。
Then our spiritual life will continue to grow.
因为我们灵性是一直在动态朝着目标在努力。
And because our spiritual life is active and is constantly working towards that goal.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
So Lord Jesus walked through the cities and the villages.
我们现在来看《使徒行传》。
Now let's turn to Acts.
二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts 20.
二十四节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
这里保罗为了完成神给他的托付。
Paul, in order to accomplish the commission for the Lord Jesus Christ,
他说我不以性命为念。
He says, I do not count my life dear to myself.
最宝贵的不是生命吗？
Isn't life the most important?
但是完成神的托付，生命也算不什么。
Yet here Paul says that accomplishing this commission of God,
他所关心是完行完我的路程。
Is as important, but here his focus is to finish the race.
那从主领受职事。
And to receive the ministry from the Lord Jesus.
从神领受的职事。
And to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Testify in the gospel of the grace of God.
我们再回来我们刚刚所读的马太福音第九章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
三十六节。
Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
这里主耶稣说他看见许多人就怜悯他们。
Lord Jesus saw the multitudes and moved with compassion for them.
因为他们如困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人。
Where they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
所以我们这一节圣经可以看到两个重点。
From this verse, we can see two main points.
主耶稣看见他们。
First, the Lord Jesus saw them.
他为什么会同情他们？
How was he moved with compassion for them?
这个叫做属灵的眼光。
Because he saw them through a spiritual vision.
哦，在属灵的眼光来看呢，他发现这一些人需要救恩。
From a spiritual vision, he saw them as people who were needy to be saved.
啊，那第二个，主耶稣就怜悯他们。
And second, he moved with compassion for them.
因为他有神的爱在身上。
For he had the love of God in him.
哦，神是怜悯世人的神。
God is a God that has compassion for his people.
这个就是我们传福音的动力。
And this is the motivation for us preaching the gospel.
就是神的爱在里面感动我们。
Which is that the love of God has compelled us.
让我们去爱别人的灵魂。
So that we care for and have love for the other people's souls.
那我们才会想要做一些事情。
And that will move us to do certain things.
所以当我们要传福音的时候，属灵的装备变成非常重要。
So before we go and preach the gospel, we have to be very well equipped.
好，那这个属灵的装备不是技巧。
And this spiritual, being equipped spiritually, does not mean we have equipped ourselves with certain techniques.
当然，传福音的需要有一些技巧。
Of course, it's true that we need to have certain techniques in preaching.
但是这是两个钟头讲习就完了。
But this can be explained within a two-hour workshop.
更重要是这一个人的灵性。
But more importantly is the person who's preaching his own. Spiritual characters.
那什么是灵性？
What does it mean? The spiritual characteristics.
就是有主耶稣的性情。
Or that they're spiritual. They have the nature. They have a spiritual nature of Lord Jesus.
那这个就是怜悯主耶稣的怜悯。
And which includes this compassion that Lord Jesus had.
有一个弟兄他常常跟着工人到医院去访问。
There was a brother that often went with some workers to the hospital to visit.
那访问久以后，他自己有一个感觉。
So after a couple of visitations, he had this reflection.
我为那个生病的人祷告，为什么觉得没有什么力量？
He felt that there wasn't much power when he prayed for the sick.
后来他才发现他没有办法去感受那生病的人有多痛苦。
And later he realized that he was unable to understand what the pain that the sick people went through.
所以他到医院去访问，为人祷告，这只是一种例行公事。
And so he went to the hospital to visit and to pray for these people. It seemed almost like a formality.
因为教会安排嘛，因为大家这样做，所以我也这样做。
Because the church had arranged for him to go, because everyone else was doing that, then he did the same thing.
所以有阵子他就一直在想
So for a while he was thinking,
我如果可以感受他的痛苦,
if I could understand the pain that these people are going through,
那我的祷告一定会更有功效。
Then I think my prayers will be even more effective.
所以有一次他去医院访问,
One time he went to visit in the hospital.
他就不是为那个病人祷告, 他先为自己祷告。
He did not pray for the sick person first, but rather he prayed for himself.
说神啊,求你让我能够感受那个人的痛苦。
He prayed to God, saying, God, please allow me to understand this person's pain.
那他这样祷告的时候，忽然间他发现那个躺在病床那个人不是别人，是他自己。
And throughout his prayer, he suddenly realized that the person laying on the sick bed was not the patient, but rather himself.
所以他一感受到那个人病痛之后，他就祷告变成很迫切。
And so after understanding the pain that patient was going through, his prayers became even more fervent.
那一次祷告完了，那个病人跟他讲，感谢主，你帮我祷告，我现在觉得很舒服。
And then after that prayer, the patient also told him that, thank God, I felt much better after your prayer.
所以我们在服侍神一个最重要就是我们的内心要求神让我们有基督的心。
So when we're serving the Lord, it's important for us to pray and ask the Lord to give us a Christ-like heart.
那如果我们有主耶稣的心，我们就会关心灵魂的得救变成非常重要。
So if we have a mind and heart like Christ, then our prayers will become even more effective.
你看主耶稣的生活，他是怎么改变的？
We can see how Jesus lived his life and the changes he was able to make.
我们看马可福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
Mark 福音第一章
Mark 1,
35节
Mark 1 verse 35 Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
36节
36, and Simon was those who were with him searched for him.
37节
37, when they found him, they said to him, Everyone is looking for you.
我们看主耶稣的门徒跟主耶稣 他心里面关心的不一样。
We see that the care that Lord Jesus showed was different from that of his disciples.
主耶稣的门徒关心的是工作。
Lord Jesus' disciples cared about the actual work.
哦，你看好多人来找你了。
They say, well, there's so many people looking and searching for you.
找耶稣做什么？
What are they looking for?
要听耶稣讲道，要叫主耶稣替他医病。
They wanted to listen to him preach and also for him to cure their infirmities.
但是对主耶稣来讲，
But to Lord Jesus,
当然这个是重要的。
These things are important.
但是更重要的，
What's more important?
就是35节。
Is in verse 35.
天未亮就到旷野去祷告。
Before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place to pray. Why?
因为要从神领受能力。
Because he needed to receive strength and power from God.
那这工作才有收成。
In order to have a great harvest in his work.
天未亮啊，大家都要睡觉。
Before the daylight, people are still sleeping.
谁不愿意睡觉？
Who is not willing to sleep?
那为什么主耶稣天未亮就起来？
But why did Jesus rise up before daylight?
因为他很在意他所接触的人是不是能得恩典。
Because he cared very much the people who he interacted with, whether or not their souls would be saved.
所以他刻意一大早就起来祷告。
And so purposefully he woke before daylight and went out to pray.
所以今天如果我们真的很刻意教会的圣工，
So today if we're very purposeful in the work that we do for church.
灵会布道会快到了。
And the church convocation is quickly approaching.
慕道者在哪里？
Where are the visitors and the truth seekers?
为什么慕道这么久，他还没有洗礼的意愿？
Why are those many people still seeking the truth for so long, but yet unwilling to be baptized?
如果我们真的很关心，
If we truly cared for them,
对，一大早起来祷告
啊。Then we will rise up even before daylight.
这个行动就是代表我们的关心。
This action will represent our care and concern.
但是这是要牺牲的。
But this requires some sacrifice.
所以如果我们的家人，我没有办法带领来信主。
So if we're unable to bring our family members to believe.
我们真的很关心吗？
Do we really care for them?
如果真的很关心。
If we truly care for them.
天天一大早起来祷告。
Then every day we would wake up early to pray.
因为我很关心。
Because we really care for them.
我希望他能得救。
And we desire that they become saved.
所以在马可福音第一章，我们就看到耶稣带有权柄。
In Mark chapter 1, we see that Jesus carries great authority and power.
第一个讲道有权柄。
First, he has great authority and power in his preaching.
好像刀在扎人的心。
Like a sword that can pierce a person's heart.
第二个医病有权柄。
Secondly, he had great power in healing.
第三个赶鬼有权柄。
Thirdly, he had great power in casting out evil spirits.
所以他一出来不多久，他名声就传遍了。
So not coming out for very long, his name was spread throughout the land.
因为他有权柄。
Because he had power.
权柄从哪里来？
Where does this power come from?
一大早起来祷告。
From waking up early to pray to God.
所以我们今天教会要怎么突破？
So today, how can we...how can the church have a major breakthrough?
如果我很关心教会，
If we truly care for the church,
我真的希望圣工能有突破。
Truly want the evangelism to have a breakthrough.
我们不要想去检讨别人做不做。
Let's not decide or examine if other people are willing to do the work or not.
我要怎么做？
But rather focus on ourselves. What am I going to do?
一大早起来祷告。
Every morning I'll wake up early to pray.
安息日我们来参加早祷，十点十五就在这里。
And every Sabbath morning, we come on time at 10:15 to pray.
礼拜天九点，如果我们做得到，来这里祷告。
And if we can also come on Sundays to pray in the morning with the congregation.
用祷告来求神的能力降临。
Through prayer, we can ask the Lord for His power to come upon us.
当神在动工。
And when God is working,
每一个慕道者来都会有一个体验。
And whoever comes to listen to the word will experience God.
有的跪下来就祷告就得圣灵。
Some people kneel down and pray and they receive the Holy Spirit immediately.
有的困难马上得解决。
Some people have many problems that are resolved instantly.
他们就会有一个感觉。
And then they will have this experience.
真的信耶稣很好。
That truly believing in Jesus is good.
所以宣传天国的福音。
So proclaiming the kingdom of God.
会让我们人生不一样。
Will transform and make our lives drastically different.
也会让别人的人生不一样。
It will also transform the lives of others.
这是最大的爱。
This is the greatest love.
唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
236.
Let's rise and sing him 236.
以后要一起来祷告。
And finally, we're going to pray together.
在我们教会里面有神的灵大有能力的降临。
In the church, there is a great spirit of God that's working amongst us.
每一个人好像一个器皿。
And each of us is like a vessel.
如果我们把内心倒空，
and if we empty our hearts,
又洁净，
and we cleanse it,
这个圣洁的灵就要大有能力的浇灌下来。
And this holy spirit will mightily and powerfully come upon us. 我们真的
可以摸到神。
And we could truly touch God.
那这个神的能力一降临。
And when the power of God comes down upon us,
我们会觉得我们在改变。
We will experience this feeling of transformation.
我们周围的人也会知道我们在改变。
And those around us will also feel our transformation.
这是神的应许。
And this is a promise according to God.
但是我们要得到这个应许。
But in order to receive this promise,
我们需要付代价。
We have to pay a price.
就是跪在神面前祷告。
Which is that we have to kneel before the Lord to pray to Him.
求圣灵的降临。
We pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
求圣灵的充满。
We pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit working in us.
最后的祷告也为灵恩布道会祷告。
And we also pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
求神的灵大有能力在我们 Irvine 同工。
And may the Spirit of God work mightily here in Irvine.
让神的名得到荣耀。
So that His name can be greatly magnified.
让神的国得到扩张。
So that His kingdom can be greatly expanded.
我们把
expanded.
这一件当作我们未来一个月最重要一件事情。
Let's treat this as the most important thing for the next month.
要让神的国扩张。
To expand and prosper the kingdom of God.
好，我们先来一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
如果我们要求圣灵，要按手求恩典，请我们都到前面来。
And if you wish to pray for the Holy Spirit to receive the laying of hands to help you in the prayer, please come forward to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.